I am not a crook. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Read my lips. No new taxes. Those are three of one of Time magazine's top 10 unfortunate political one-liners. Number five, however, caught my attention. I've looked on a lot of women with lust. I've committed adultery in my heart many times. Those words were spoken by President Jimmy Carter during a 1976 interview for Playboy magazine. Now, the decision to do an interview with Playboy magazine was probably not the best call of President Jimmy Carter's tenure. Yet it was all going pretty well until he started talking about the Bible and adultery. Now, Carter wasn't actually admitting anything shocking. Most men would probably say, yep, been there. At the time of the interview, Carter was the 1976 Democratic nominee for president. The columnist wrote about Carter's notorious confession in that Playboy interview. While he had always been faithful to soul and soulmate Rosalind, he acknowledged that he had committed adultery in his heart. A frank and humble admission with today's gospel in mind. Well, Carter might have been naive in answering the interviewer's question so honestly, using terms of his own Christian faith. His candor about sinning in his heart earned a flurry of late-night television jokes on the one hand and the disdain of the sanctimonious on the other. I dropped 15 percentage points, Carter said, and I almost lost the election. Wow, have times and elections changed? Pointing to Carter's continuing frankness even today, the columnist remarked, "It's not easy being Jimmy." You know, it's not easy being a Christian either. Nor should it be. Jesus' words about the gravity of anger, adultery, and dishonesty are meant to take us more deeply into our own hearts. In the depths of our hearts is where we examine how well we keep the rules and the laws. But also we need to understand that merely looking good to others is not the same as being good or doing good. And it is being and doing that matters to God. This week and next, we continue our reading from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's Gospel. Jesus challenges his disciples to not only follow the letter of the law, but to fully embrace its spirit. Jesus warns against the malicious effects of anger, lust, and dishonesty. Within these attitudes, we find the seeds that, if left to grow, blossom into the bitter fruit of harm and destruction and the breakdown of relationships where people are used, discarded, and duped instead of cherished and respected. Consider the parent who tells their son or daughter to clean their room before they can go out to play. And the child replies, "Well, what's the least I have to do?" To those people who want to be right with God, but wonder what is the minimum required to achieve that relationship, Jesus has an answer for us. Jesus takes certain aspects of the law of Moses and expands them. Rather than a command not to kill, Jesus says, do not even grow angry. Rather than a command not to commit adultery, Jesus says, not to look at another with lust. In other words, the Mosaic law is not simply the bare minimum that we need to do to be right with God and others. Instead, we need to go above and beyond the letter of the law if we are to be the followers of Jesus. Merely fulfilling the minimum is not enough. We follow a different standard from the world's standard. These words of Jesus are straightforward and challenging. They call us to examine our lives. Now, I want to let you know that I am a comparison shopper in the store and online. This week, I bought a new washer and dryer for the rectory, and you paid for it. Now, this research and comparing options allow me to scrutinize and make informed decisions among the purchasing choices that I make in my life. Well, we need to spend as much time discerning the choices we make in our relationship with God and others in our daily life as we do to purchase appliances, vehicles, and other things online. So where have we let anger, lust, and dishonesty creep into our hearts? Have we told ourselves, oh, a white lie now and then, well, that doesn't make me untruthful? When have we rationalized our actions by thinking, of course I'm angry with my coworker? Who wouldn't be with how they're acting? Do we disregard reverence for other human beings through the media we consume, claiming, I mean, it's impossible to avoid sexualized images. So why even bother? The author of the book of Sirach highlights the complete freedom we have in our relationship with God. Though God desires the good for us and all others, God does not compel us to do that which is right. We are given the choice to follow the commandments that lead to life or reject them. If, therefore, we go through life without committing murder, entering an adulterous relationship, or telling outright lies, have we lived up to our full potential? Jesus' words call us to embrace a different way, a way of perfection and virtue. And it's not easy, but it's worth it. In your spiritual life, what motivates you to grow in perfection each day? Our Lord is always ready to forgive and help us start anew. As we draw closer to the season of Lent, let us consider Jesus' warnings against anger, lust, and dishonesty. Where have these actions crept into our own life, and how might this season of Lent's resolutions of fasting, almsgiving, and prayer help us to go beyond the limits and lead us closer to Jesus Christ?